Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you so much for joining me. It is your host, Diana Rosina Jones. I know you are shocked, but excited that I am on the air on a Sunday evening, but I could not let this day pass without doing what I said I would do. I wanted to be on the air to share information with you in regards to the Next Step for Transforming Life Institute. I wanted to thank all of you who have supported the program on Blog Talk, Becoming Who I Am, for these past 4 years. I wanted to share my gratitude, my love, my thoughts with you before this day ended. So I had to actually come on the air now at 11 o'clock on a Sunday evening. So once again, it's Diane Rosina Jones, and that is Dr. Di. God is good all the time. And this is Becoming Who I Am. And if you happen to be available and want to actually just give me a call for this last show, you certainly can. You can call me in, or call me, I should say, at 760-695-5620. I'm not going to be on here very long, actually, and I don't have a topic for this evening. I kind of just want to wrap things up and let you know what's going on in regards to this program, this show, what's going on with me, what's going on with Transforming Life Institute. So do call, certainly, if you want to say something, share some information in regards to the show these past 4 years, how it has impacted you. If not, I have heard from so many of you until I am just blessed and shall be blessed and will forever be blessed for your support, for your love, for your kind words, for letting me know that the show has positively impacted you in such a powerful way. So in that being said, you certainly don't even have to call, because you have made yourself known. You've been vocal these past 4 years, and we certainly appreciate it at Transforming Life. But if you do want to kind of reach out to me for these moments that I am going to be on the air, online, then certainly feel free to call. Once again, that 760-695-5620. You can also reach out to me on Facebook. I'm checking Facebook right now. That's Diana Rosina Jones, if we're friends. If not, be sure, go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page and go ahead and like the page so you can stay connected. Go to my website, www.transforminglifeinstitute.com. Become a VIP member while it is still only $25 a year. That will change. Or at the very least, become a free subscriber. You can also follow me on Twitter. Go ahead and connect with me on Twitter. That's DiJones247. You might want to do that soon, because this platform has transformed and expanded itself, and we're moving from Blog Talk Radio to Periscope. And that Periscope, you can follow me or connect with me on Periscope through Twitter. And be sure to, on Twitter, to connect with me through, you know, to see the Periscope, go to Transform in Life. So that's TRANSFORMNLIFE. Follow me on Twitter with the handle Transform in, the letter N, Life. Okay, you'll be able to connect with my Periscope. The Periscope will not be, it is not a timed or one day a week kind of thing. It is live streaming, and for those of you who aren't familiar with it, catch on, get on board. So that's anytime, anywhere. So go ahead and follow me, connect with me. You'll be able to get a little announcement on your phone when I am live on Periscope. So we'll take in Transforming Life to Periscope. And starting tomorrow, I'll be doing what I call transformational life lessons. I've done a couple of them the past week or so, done maybe about three. One may still be available on Periscope, which is called Abundant Love. So definitely do that. That's how you're going to connect with me. That's how you're going to continue to get your inspiration, your teachings, your class, your life lessons and life classes. They'll be on Periscope. And once again, the way that you connect with me on Periscope is to follow me on Twitter under the Transforming Life Twitter account, which is TRANSRMNLIFE. So Transform in Life. Okay? So, wow. You know, I'm on LinkedIn. You know, I'm on Google Plus. I'm all over the place. If you ever just want to catch up and see what's going on with me, then, baby, put my name in Google, Diana Rosina Jones. Put in Di Jones 247. Put in Transforming Life Institute. I think pretty soon you'll be able to even just put in Dr. Di, and my information will come up. We'll see if we can make that happen. Okay? If you want to purchase one of my books, I think thank you for those of you who have been purchasing my books, Tragic Treasures and Dancing with the Universe. You know I'm on Amazon. I'm on Barnes & Noble. I'm on Books A Million. I'm all over the place. And plus, you can purchase my books at my website as well. You know, they are available hard copies and ebooks. So my website is www.royaltreasurespublishing.com. Be sure to stop by and get your autographed copy. I'm excited because I got quite a few other publishing pieces that will be coming up this year. Not kind of ready to talk about those, but if you go to www.royaltreasurespublishing.com, sign up there for the newsletter. And with that newsletter, you will find out and get the information in regards to pre-ordering my upcoming books. I'm working on my first fictional, what I call a mini ebook series, and I'm excited about that. So you'll be able to pre-order your copies of my books in the future by going to the Royal Treasures Publishing website. Okay? Sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a newsletter and let you know when the pre-sales are for my upcoming books. Now, let's see what other information that I want to put out in regards to just how you can reach me once this program is over. I do believe that you'll still be able to go to Blog Talk Radio or come to the Blog Talk Radio website, and you can find the Blog Talk Radio show. When you go to Blog Talk Radio and you can do a search within Blog Talk Radio, put in Di Jones 247, and all of the previous shows should come up. So you still should be able to listen to those shows that have been archived. There are quite a few. Last 4 years, baby. So we have, you know, I've really enjoyed this. I've really grown from this myself. I hope that you have. I really do want to say thank you to all of you who have listened, who have joined us, who have supported us, who have reached out to us and let us know how tremendously blessed you've been by the show becoming who I am for the last 4 years. It has been my pleasure, my honor to even be able to speak with you on a weekly basis, whether it's in your home, your car, while you're walking outside, whatever the case may be, to chat with you, to talk to you, to minister to you, to encourage you, to support you, to inspire you. It has really been my honor and my privilege. That is what I was created to do. So I am blessed to have the opportunity to do this. I thank you. I love you. I adore you. And I hope that many of you will continue to walk in the information and the knowledge and the revelation that came from many of the shows that we've aired over the past 4 years. Also, just in regards to Transforming Life, the reason why I certainly want you to keep up with me, make sure you're joining the Periscope, make sure you're tapping into that. Make sure that you send me a friend's request on Facebook, Diana Rosina Jones.
make sure that you go to the Transforming Life Institute Facebook page and like that so you can keep up with what's going on. Because I am telling you, this fall we're going to get into the planning season for the first conference, a series of conferences for Transforming Life that will take place in 2016. You don't want to miss that. You really want to be on the ground floor for this information, for this conference, this first conference. And when I say first series of conference, we're talking four cities starting fall of 2016. We're talking dynamic speakers. It won't just be myself. It will be some others. I'm not even going to introduce all of the information as yet, but I'm telling you, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. The one thing I do want to leave you with is, you know, we've talked about so many different topics, but one thing I do want to say is that if you have been a listener, a participant, a student of this program for the past 4 years, and you know how important it is, and you know how crucial it is that you continue to expand, to grow, to transform, to become who it is God created you to be, and understand that who it is you were created to be is within you. So it's nothing that's external to you, it's all internal, and you go about this journey rediscovering that which you may have forgotten, that which you may have been unaware of. So in some way, I hope that becoming who I am has made you more consciously aware of who it is that you were created to be, and that you will continue to expand, to grow, to transform, that you will continue to be a seeker, that you will continue to be an eternal student. And even though we are no longer on the air in this capacity, please know that Transforming Life Institute is going forward, moving strong. I can't even begin to express to you all that's happening in this season. I'm excited. I'm very excited. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about the expansion, the growth, the changes, the transformation, even in my own life, even in the life of my company, even in the vision that God has for my life for the future. So, as my friends would say, okay, you're a manifester. Well, what I want to encourage you to do, those of you who have been listening and following and just a part of our family for this past 4 years, let this be your goal that you will walk in the creative power within you, the ability that you have to manifest the hopes, the dreams for your life, and know that it is your birthright as an individualized expression of God to walk in your purpose, to walk in your destiny, all right? And that is something that cannot be taken away from you. Circumstances can't take it away. Situations can't take it away, okay? Not even your behavior. Even when we get off course and we are not walking in our highest self, know that at any time we can reevaluate our situation, reprogram our thoughts, change the direction in the course of our lives, and begin to walk in our highest self, and begin to walk in a new level of recognition of who it is that we were created to be, and do the damn thing. Okay? That at any moment. So know that this thing called transformation, this thing called transforming life, this thing about becoming who I am, this whole process of expansion, of change, of inner work, this soul work that we've been talking about, at any moment you can change the course and direction of your life forever. So know that it doesn't take a lot to change the course of your life. You can change the course of your life with one decision that you make. If you have not heard this before, and I'm sure you have, know that certainly that you have the power within you to change and chart the course of your own destiny. And with the recognition of that power and the change in what you think, the change in what you speak leads to the change in what you do, and that leads to the transformation of who you become. And even as we are all continuing to transform, know that anything that has not occurred in your life, as I was told many times before, and I believe it, if it has not occurred in your life, it has not occurred for only a few reasons. Not because God doesn't want you to have it, or he is mad at you, he or she or God, the infinite intelligence, okay, is mad at you, but that's because you haven't spoken, you don't believe it, okay, or I could put that the other way, it's because even though you've spoken it, you don't really believe it, and if you speak it and believe it, you'll find that you begin to align your life and yourself in preparation for its manifestation. So when you believe and you speak and you work, you will receive. So know that not only do we have to believe it, we do have to speak it, and then we have to go about preparing ourselves for the manifestation. So when we are ready, it appears. So anything that has not occurred in your life, I do want to leave you with this small life lesson, transformational life lesson. If there's something that you desire that you have not received as of yet, do this little checklist. Ask yourself, do I really believe that I am worthy of this, that which I seek? If you believe that you are worthy of that which you seek, then go about removing anything from your thoughts that are contrary to that which you seek. Once you have done that, go ahead and create some positive affirmations to align, continuously align your thoughts and your consciousness with that which you seek every day. And ask God to prepare you for the manifestation. And get prepared, because it's coming. Oh, baby, it's coming. And see, the thing about it, in your preparation for this manifestation, understand that you can't control how it manifests or when it manifests. The only thing you can control is your preparation for the manifestation. All right? So know that you just must be prepared and open for the manifestation in whatever way the universe chooses to send it. If you are still at a place where you feel that you can only receive the manifestation of your hopes and dreams if it appears in a way that you have defined it, then there may be a problem. So open your mind, open your heart, open your spirit to the realization that the universe knows what's best for you. And once you have stepped into agreement with what the universe and God has for you, that manifestation will occur. I can't even tell you how many things have manifested for me within these last few months, just boom, like within the last 6 months, that I have been desiring, that I have been seeking, that I have been praying for, that I have been speaking. But I will tell you this, that now that they have appeared, I am determined, okay, not only to continue to walk in the manifestation of that which has arrived, but to seek even more those things that I know that God has for me. So there is a next level to our manifestation and to our lives and to our journey. And I am going to say as well, never be content in what it is that you have received today. I'm going to say that because that know that most of us have still have blocks or roadblocks or spiritual, I can't talk right now, roadblocks in our minds, that even the manifestation that occurs in our lives may not be the fullness of God in your life yet. Okay? So seek the fullness. That does not mean never to be satisfied. That means that as manifestation occurs in your life, be open to more. Be open to more. And we're not necessarily talking about stuff. but just be open to more. Be open to more love, to more peace, to more joy. Be open to it. Be open to wellness. Be open to it. Be open to forgiveness. Be open. Be open to all those things that support your highest good. And in doing so, you are allowing and giving the universe permission to bring those things into your life. Nothing can flow into your life that you are not open to. The universe does not send you anything or manifest anything in your life against your will. If there are things that are manifesting in your life that you don't quite understand, then know that your subconscious mind is aware at all times and that it's possible that you actually have manifested something that you have been thinking on, spoken into the atmosphere in opposite of what you want. So, be reminded that you always want to speak what you want, what you do not, you don't want to speak what you don't want, okay? So keep that in mind. But I don't want to go into a full lesson because we've already had that lesson before. I just want to leave you with that thought. I do want to say once again, thank you. I love you. I appreciate you. I've met so many wonderful people as a result of doing this show, becoming who I am. I am eternally grateful for the things that you have shown me, taught me, for the support you have given me, for the love you have shared with me. For many of you have been my teacher as well as my student. So know that we're all teachers, we're all students. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop expanding. Don't ever stop transforming. Okay? And I'm going to leave you with this. As you become more each and every day, that which you were created to be, know that your expansion, your growth, your transformation extends way beyond you. And as you grow, as you expand, as you transform, your light and your love, when you do that from your highest good, because now some people are expanding, they're transforming, they're growing, they're changing, but it's not from a place of love and light. But as you do this from a place of love and light, that you also become the teacher and others around you become the student. So then you are responsible for the lives that you touch. And know that we're all here to touch each other's lives because we're all connected and we're all one. So if nothing else, with you becoming all that God created you to be, know that you aren't becoming all God created you to be just for you. That in all this inner work we're referring to, all this transformation we have referred to, that there is someone else out there that needs you to be the light and the love in their life. When you walk in your highest self, then you become light and love in the lives of others. And the universe returns light and love unto you. So I wish above all things, my sister, my brother, that you become your highest self and that you walk in love and light and that you experience love and light in return. And I'm grateful eternally. It's your sister, your friend, your confidant, your coach, your teacher, your mentor, the eternal student, Dr. Dai. I'm signing off. You know how to reach me. If you can't find me, maybe just Google me, Diane Rosina Jones, or DiJones247. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn. Hit one of my web pages. Go to Barnes & Noble, Amazon, RoyalTreasuresPublished.com, or Transforming Life. Institute.com. You'll find me. When you need me, I'll be there. I promise. Namaste.